Voy a hacer un podcast de ti.
Podcast de Tri, podcast de Tri, podcast de Tri, podcast de Tri.
Hey yo, my name is Beto Jiménez and this is el podcast de triatlón, the one and only podcast de Tri. So, well, we have two in English. We have Enrique Jenkins and Taryn Giselle. You want to know more about us, go ahead and look for them. If not, just buckle up, see the next 8 minutes and you're going to see everything you need to know about us and about our style. And let's do this. My boy, Talbot Cox, and another guy named, what's his name? I think it's Lionel Sanders. Indian Wells reaction. Let's do this. El podcast de Tri. And to the normal podcast de Tri fans, the hardcore podcast de Tri fans, living the dream, baby. Just living the fucking dream. Oh my God. Actually, you're number three. Number one is Javi Gomez because he speaks Spanish and we already have him. But in Talbot is going to be number two, like on the best. Yeah, top of the line. Yeah. But man, people get crazy. Yeah, women get crazy over Talbot in Mexico.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, he's a good looking dude.
So, man, congratulations. Congratulations. Like, how are you feeling?
I'm all right, man. Yeah. I'm a little hungry. Feel like a burger. But otherwise, it was a good race. You know, it's unfortunate that Vincent crashed, or he actually got hit by a car, and Heli had a penalty. You know, I'd like to race these guys toe-to-toe, you know what I mean? But whatever, that's racing, and I know where I stand now, and Heli's a real good runner, I must say. Got some work to do on the run. But I think come 70.3 Worlds,
and
it's going to be
a
good fight.
You got a big improvement on the swim. You're right over there.
Yeah, that was probably my worst swim of the season, I would say, so far.
It has been moving in
the right direction. I think with a better swim, I should have, or I could have came out maybe one group ahead, another minute ahead, with a good swim. Mm. But we keep working at it. Mm-hmm. I can't complain, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm improving. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
man, okay. Something for your Mexican fans?
I can't wait. We really want to do Cozumel next year. So maybe I'll see you guys there. That's our goal. The whole team we're going to do. We're going to go Talbot. I already talked Talbot into doing it. Mm-hmm. My mom, a couple of friends. We're going to go down, do the race, stay after, have a good time.
Okay, man. So I don't know if you know, but in Mexico, people go, I'm just kidding about Talbot. People go crazy about you and your personality.
Well, cheers. And, well, thanks.
Yeah, and man. Well,
you're not kidding, though. Everyone goes crazy over Talbot. Let's be real.
Yeah, well, man, I see him. I think he's going to be arrested right now. You know how he is.
Nothing new there, bud.
Yeah, man. One last
question. He's always breaking rules.
Yeah, I saw you, like, very vocal during the athlete meeting, the pro meeting yesterday. And you were, like, very, like, in the zone and everything.
Yeah.
And you were, like, pushing hard for drafting.
But we're trying to get the rule changed to 20 meters. Yeah. And I think it's going to happen, actually. Okay. Because as you saw, even on this race, you saw the huge pack that formed.
There was
there's no way to get out of it. When you're one of those guys in there, that's cool, whatever. Like, I wasn't in it. Uh-huh. But I still believe it's not fun. It's not fair for someone in that pack who is a good biker who wants to ride away from that pack but can't get out of it.
Yeah.
And so... I've adapted my game to the 10 meter. I think I can compete, but for the future of the sport, I think it needs to, as guys get better and better on the bike, it needs to move to 20 meters.
Yeah, and to tell you the truth, and I think that we need to say it right here, it wasn't like even 20 meters. Like,
oh, guys
meters.
Push the limit. That's the problem.
Man,
they push the limit.
Yeah.
So they're actually at 5 meters. Mm-hmm. At least when you have a 20 meter and you're at 15.
Got it.
You're not getting that much of an effect.
Okay.
But it's blatantly obvious for the ref and it's blatantly cheating. And so you give them a penalty, right?
Okay.
Whereas here, when you're at 7 or 6 meters, the refs are kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to end this guy's day.
Yeah.
Right? At 20.
But sometimes they're like, they're cutting in between and they're waving at the referee like,
there's
if you did
problems.
You just and they do not enforce it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, thank you for that. Can we do like a side bet? If I beat Talbot on Cozumel, would you come to Podcast de Tri? It's gonna be in Spanish. It's gonna be in Spanish. You got like
100%. 100%. Yeah. If you beat him, I'm gonna get him to train though for it. So you better train too.
Man. Okay, thank
Deal.
You.
Deal.
Thank
You're
you.
On.
Okay, thank you, man.
Yeah, cheers.
Congratulations.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Yeah,
just... So that was my boy Lionel Sanders, and this is Talbot Cox, completely uncensored.
I'm gonna go find the kids because they're stuck outside, but I'll find you guys later.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see the award ceremony at 4.
So here's the deal. I just made a side bet with Lionel.
Uh-huh.
He said that you're all in on doing Cozumel as an athlete.
He's saying that. Okay. All in. I'm racing.
So the thing is, if I beat you, because my supposedly like our podcast the Tree fans. Number one in Spanish podcast about triathlon. Just saying in the world. So
yeah.
We're a little bit legit. So okay. Yeah. So if I beat you, he's coming to the podcast in Spanish. Well, not in Spanish, but he's coming. We already have two in English, but man, are you down to that?
Or? I'm 100% down. Wait, what's your fastest Ironman time?
I would not. My fastest one.
Yeah.
I did it like 11:30, 2 years ago.
Okay, I'm not. It's I did like, 11:36.
So now
he's gonna make you train really
it's
hard.
It's gonna be a fair match. But if you get his bike, it's gonna be like, man.
We'll take that.
I'll take that. And now, in all seriousness, how was it for you? From your side, on your perspective, how do you leave these weekends? A rockstar life. Is the first time that I leave it like that way?
I love doing this stuff. We were joking last night. This is the first time that we've, we don't even have jobs because we basically love this stuff so much. I mean, so we live for this. We have a blast. We love to come out to these. So it's just living in a dream. Living in a dream.
Yeah, for me, it's like the same. Unfortunately,
you gotta beat this guy.
I know.
He already told me. Yeah. Obviously, I really admire the fact that I went to Cozumel.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first time, racing as Podcast de Tree Beto.
Yeah.
And people came over me, and it was, a life-changing experience about the fact that the things that I was doing around, and that's with you, man. Everybody's, evolving around you. You're more famous than some of the athletes right here, so, man. Thank you for that, and we'll keep in touch.
Hey,
you owe me more.
I'm going to be on the podcast next week. We're going to record.
All right, tell him. You have the email. Okay.
Let's do it. We're going to record next week.
Take care, man. Congratulations.
Thanks, bro. Thank you.
Got it, man.
I'm excited.